بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We started the last chapter of this kitab, باب بيان ما أعد الله تعالى للمؤمنين في الجنة, the chapter on what Allah Ta'ala has prepared for the believers in Jannah. And we explained that as a person is moving in life, more and more as he's getting older, more and more now his mind and his focus should start going into Akhirat and the reality and the haqiqat of Akhirat. Therefore, just before this also was a chapter of istighfar, that as a person is progressing, istighfar is something a person makes all the time, but as he's getting older, now he starts making more and more istighfar, like how when a person fasts, towards the ending of his fast, one of the prescribed du'as, ya wasi al-fadli ighfirli, towards the ending of the fast, person is asking for maghfirat. Like that when a person is performing salah, tahajjud, ibadat, etc., Allah Pak explained, وَبِلْ أَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ, towards the ending, towards Sehri time, now they are in istighfar. And like that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, after salat, he would recite istighfar. So istighfar is something that a person does, but especially more so, towards the ending of a certain ibadat, and towards the ending of the life, also he increases in istighfar. And after that, a person now, he doesn't lose hope. He always has hope, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there for me, and the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are real. So when we hear about Jannah, we must have yakin 100% that what favors of Jannah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about, these are definitely there. And not, it is not just an imagination or just a state of the mind that a person will experience, but reality 100%, even more real than this world, is the Akhirat. So when we hear these ahadith and the ayat of Quran, we must believe 100% true, to such an extent that the person actually yearning and is wishing that, oh Allah, make it such that I also get these great favors that you are speaking and mentioning about. So anyway, continuing, just very quickly, very briefly to recap some of the ni'mat that Allah Pak will give a person in Jannah, that Allah Ta'ala will remove that ill feelings from the heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enter a person into gardens of springs. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will seat them on couches facing each other. There will be absolutely no grief. There will be absolutely no worry, no concern, just happiness, happiness and happiness. And yesterday we did about the bowls and the cups. In other words, the goblets that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made, and the serving of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from gold, and how the people of Jannat, that the people of Jannat, what will they enjoy in terms of their spouses, in terms of the way they will also be seated. In other words, they'll be seated on couches, beautiful, beautiful couches. The couches of this world are nothing compared to what couches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause the Jannatis to sit on. And they all will be seated there, feet facing each other, enjoying the conversations. No question of it, of any time. No question of it such that now we have to leave and we have to go. There's no restrictions of any kind. And whatever a person wants, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him. So continuing from there, Allah ta'ala mentions, إن المتقين في مقام أمين في جنات وعيون يلبسون من سندس وإستبرق متقابلين كذلك وزوجناهم بحور عين يدعون فيها بكل فاكهة آمنين لا يذوقون فيها الموت إلا الموتة الأولى ووقاهم عذاب الجحيم فضلا من ربك ذلك هو الفوز العظيم. Allah Ta'ala says, verily those with taqwa shall be in a place of peace in gardens and springs. They will wear clothing of fine silk and thick silk. Both Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide for them. In this dunya we're not allowed to wear silk, but this Allah Pak has reserved for us in Jannah. Fine silk and thick silk, and will be seated facing each other. This is how it will be. We will also marry them to fair large-eyed damsels, what is known as hur. Hur actually is the plural of hura. And what does it mean? It means to dazzle the eyes. Actually, like how when a person looks at the sun and suddenly his eyes is dazzled for a while, such beauty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in the woman that they actually dazzle the eyes also. So therefore they are known as hur, singular hura. This is how it will be. We will also marry them to these damsels. In comfort they will call for all types of fruit there. All types of fruit. Here the fruit sometimes is in season, sometimes is out of season. Person wants watermelon in winter, he can't get it. He wants lychees in winter, he can't get it. But in Jannah, whatever fruit a person is thinking of, there's no in season and out of season. There's no in stock and out of stock. Everything that a person desires, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him. They will not taste death except for the first death. The first death the person experiences in this world, this maut, that's it. After that, there's no more. There's no such thing as even experiencing death. Allah Ta'ala will save them from punishment of the blazing fire as a favor from your sustainer. This is the greatest success. The greatest success a person can ever get is now that he's saved from the fire of Jahannam and Allah Ta'ala has entered into Jannah. There is no better success, there is no greater success than this success of being saved from the fire of Jahannam and now entering Jannah. Person has got the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Just one more ayat. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ لَفِي نَعِيمٍ عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ يَنْظُرُونَ تعرف في وجوههم نظرة النعيم يسقون من رحيق مختوم ختامه مسك وفي ذلك فليتنافس المتنافسون ومزاجه من تسنيم عيني يشرب بها المقربون. Allah Ta'ala says, verily the righteous will be enjoying bounties while looking on from couches. You will recognize the radiance of bounties on their faces. Such enjoyment and bounties. Even just by looking on the faces of the Jannatis, you'll realize that what enjoyment these people are experiencing, what radiance is on their face, just because of the blessings and the ni'mats of Jannat. They will be given pure sealed wine to drink, the seal of which is musk. Just the seal of that drink, of that drink Allah Pak will give. And that wine is not like the wine that we have in this dunya. Person drinks it and he goes tipsy. Person drinks it and his mind, he loses his mind. Just something very interesting. Recently when we were having this rioting and looting, so some of the people of the community, we saw them on guard everywhere. All the streets had these people on guard. So a brother from the colored community was addressing the security and the CPF and the people on security. And he's telling all of them that ensure that nobody drinks whilst we are on security. Because we all know, this is a community that drinks a lot. He said, we all know that when we drink, then we are under influence and our mind is not working properly. If our mind is not working properly, then how are we going to be on guard and security? So everyone ensure that nobody drinks. And Alhamdulillah, part of the CPF was Muslims. And they knew also that these people, Muslims, don't drink. Look how beautiful Allah Ta'ala has made it. The dunya, we don't drink at all. There's no drinking for us. Because Allah Pak wants it such that our mind, our focus, everything must be there for Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Maintain our composure. Many other hikmats there are and reasons that we avoid this type of thing. But Allah Ta'ala will give us drink in akhirat, but such a drink that won't even take our mind away, won't cause any type of pains and headaches. Something that the Jannatis will enjoy. Just the seal also, here this ayat of the Quran is saying that it will be musk. Anyway, moving on. The seal of it is musk. It is for this that competitors should compete. If you want to compete with somebody, you want to buy, don't compete as far as dunya is concerned. Don't compete as far as the luxuries. Don't compete as far as the turnover and as far as the money is concerned. But if you want to compete, this is what you should be competing for. Competing for akhirat. Competing for the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is explaining about this drink of Jannah. وَمِزَاجُهُ مِن تَسْنِيمٍ His mixture shall be of tasneem. And then Allah Ta'ala is explaining that what is this tasneem? عَيْنَي يَشْرَبُ بِهَا الْمُقَرَّبُونَ A spring from which those close to Allah Ta'ala will drink. A spring in which those muqarrabun, the very close to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, explained in the kitabs, that the a'la daraja jannah, those people in the highest jannah, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has kept a spring for them. That spring is called tasneem. So this drink will be mixed with that water or that spring of tasneem. Now, ulama explained that in the Arabs, they had a way that they would make their drink, that they would put water in it, they would mix it with water. The drink that they had, they would mix it with water. So Allah Ta'ala is telling them that that mixture of the wine of Jannah is not ordinary water. The water itself will be from that special, exclusive water that the highest level Jannatis will be experiencing. They got a special, exclusive spring that is called Tasneem. And that water from that exclusive spring now will be mixed with your drink. So this is not the ordinary drink that you're having. You're having it with water mixed, exclusive for the highest Jannatis. Allah Ta'ala is making it for those that are below, those that we normally know as the Ashabul Yameen and the Abrar. So this is the favor. Here we see in Ramadan time, some water was being distributed, and they had their little written there, mixed with Zamzam. And how everybody was excited to take that water. That water, why? It's mixed with Zamzam. You just got a little bit of Zamzam put in, but everyone wanted to drink it. This is extra special water. It got Zamzam mixed with it. Imagine this drink, Allah Ta'ala, that will be giving the people of Jannah, is mixed with the spring that is given to the very, very close. So how beautiful that drink will be. Allah Ta'ala make it such that we have full yakin on the words of Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the more we speak about it, the more we listen to it, the more the yakin should grow in our hearts that this is definitely a reality. And why waste our time and our efforts for things that will just end off, things that are funny, things that are very transitory, will finish off. We don't know when it will finish off, but these things are lasting forever and forever and forever. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Brothers, we're very fortunate to have a jamaat here from Greenside in our masjid. If after any salah or during the day we got some time, try and spend it to take these brothers to make some mulaqats. We will benefit also, and we all will take some type of benefit. The satis will benefit, and inshallah there will be great reward for us. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.